Applications have been flooding in for a new affordable housing project opening soon in Amherst. The Groves at Hillsdale is a new housing community born from a partnership between United Way Maritimes, the River Phillip Foundation, the Shaw Group, and the Town of Amherst. The plan for the Groves includes 47 residential units, 19 available as rentals, and 28 available for a special shared equity style homeownership. 22 of the units will be ready in the coming months, and so the United Way Maritimes recently put out the call for applications for 12 rentals and 10 homeownership opportunities. Sarah Fleming is the Rural Affordable Housing Advisor for United Way Maritimes.
The demand has been, it's a little staggering. You know, we're close to 200 applicants for rentals right now, and seeing rentals really from, you know, Amherst and Cumberland and Sackville, and also like further, like Moncton and some from down in the valley and Halifax. And, you know, it's really has broad reaches. So we will be prioritizing people that either live in Amherst or work in Amherst currently or have ties to that community. And then from there, even with the home ownership, you know, it's very exciting. Like we have 20 folks that have shown interest so far, and with only currently 10 on site that will be available for home ownership, it's a really neat opportunity.
To qualify for the home ownership option, households must have incomes in the range of about $50,000 to $80,000 per year, and members should live or work in Cumberland County.
The way things are set up right now in the world we live in is owning property is really a way to build generational security and build equity and all of those things. And so I think, you know, I'm an elder millennial, but many people I know, you know, we leave university, we had massive student debt. There were really no opportunities for home ownership. And now we've seen a market explode. And so when you're paying 50% of your income to rent, you know, paying back student debt, all of the other things that come with life, the opportunity to save for a down payment and purchase a home is nearly impossible. So we wanted to create this opportunity for shared equity or modified shared equity home ownership to allow people the opportunity to build that and build those lives and really change the outcomes for generations, for families, as a way to sort of, I guess, interrupt the system as it exists right now.
The shared equity home ownership model means that a household will be able to buy a home without a down payment, but United Way Maritimes will keep a 25% stake in the property. That will help ensure that the homes stay affordable even if they get bought and sold over time. When a homeowner decides to sell, they will get their equity back plus a growth rate tied to the economy, but not the wildly volatile housing market.
So it's more keeping in line with the rate that incomes grow year to year, which we know traditionally it's around, you know, 2 to 3, sometimes 4%, but really it's not, you know, 20, 50, 100% in some cases. That's what we're seeing with the housing market. So it just sort of keeps that house price in line with what the expected growth of incomes would be.
Fleming says that she is particularly excited by the shared equity model with its long-term commitment to affordable ownership over generations.
You know, I think particularly with the shared equity home ownership, it's new and it's exciting, and we hope that people latch onto it and see it as a way to sort of disrupt the housing market as it currently exists, just to change the future, I think, for generations. And it's a little pie in the sky, but I am very excited about it.
The Groves at Hillsdale is happening in part because of support from the Town of Amherst, which has invested $640,000 in sewer, water, and street infrastructure to help make it happen. Amherst CAO Jason McDonald says that Amherst normally contributes to the infrastructure needed for new development, but in this case, the municipality went above and beyond with $640,000 worth of infrastructure work.
And about 180 of that we would have paid for anyway if it was anybody, you know, doing a for-profit development. Because this was for affordable housing, entry-level housing, and they were guaranteeing that, and there was a mechanism to do that, we agreed to pay for the entire street in order to keep the cost down.
McDonald says the town has also offered to waive part of the deed transfer taxes and to actually change the municipal boundary with the neighboring county of Cumberland.
So the current Groves at Hillsdale is all within the town of Amherst. But future phases, if we get that far, and I hope we do, would be in what's now the municipality of the county of Cumberland. So the town and the county have actually agreed to change the municipal boundary. So the entire property and the entire project will be within the town of Amherst. And in lieu of that, the town is going to allow some sewer hookups within other areas of the municipality of County of Cumberland. So we believe it's a win-win for both of us, and a win for the people of Amherst, which are going to get more affordable entry-level housing.
The financial commitment to the project from the town will be offset partly by federal housing funding. But that's something council found out about after the fact, says McDonald.
So council made the commitment to do it. And since then, we have been successful in getting Housing Accelerator Fund. And part of that Housing Accelerator Fund is paying for some of that infrastructure, not all of it, because some of it was put in there before we knew we were getting the money.
McDonald says that the town of Amherst was in the position to cover the infrastructure costs out of their reserves. And while there was an opportunity cost of not being able to use that money for other town projects, staff and council felt it was worth it.
We could have paved other streets, or we could have built a new park or something with that money, or just left it in the bank. But we decided it was, the council decided, with the staff recommendation, we decided it was the proper thing to do. And we believe that this funding was needed in order to bring all of the project partners together and make the deal happen. We believe it wouldn't have happened without this investment. And we knew we had a housing shortage, and especially we had a housing shortage on the entry-level housing spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. So now we're going to have 47 new families that are in proper housing, and hopefully more in future phases.
The first 22 homes at the Groves are modular style, built by the Shaw Group, something that Fleming says has sped up the timeline for the project because some of the construction happens in a factory where weather isn't a factor. Modular housing, she says, is helping people get housed more quickly.
And I think they're beautiful. Like, you know, we see so many different types and sizes and all of those things with modular housing. And I really feel like this is it's a real response to a housing crisis, from tiny homes right through to, you know, market value family homes that people need.
That's Sarah Fleming, Rural Affordable Housing Advisor for the United Way Maritimes, which has a total of 3 to 4 housing projects underway in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. The Groves at Hillsdale will open 22 new residential units soon, with 10 homes owned by new homeowners and 12 affordable rentals. Another 25 units will follow in the next 18 months. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.